Stay tuned for a very special episode of The Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. It's The Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. No, they're not related. They're just good friends. It's Tony and Gary.
Oh boy.
Oh God.
Something different.
Instead of singing. It's different. It's like it's like show and tell day in school when your kid is five and he breaks out a harmonica.
It kind of went with it.
This is Tony on the harmonica. I don't mean that kind of song. I want a real spiritual. I get no kick from champagne. Who knows what I'm talking about?
I know. What is that from? Is that from Blazing Saddles? Yeah, Blazing. What? One of the best movies ever. That is in my top 10 of movies. It is. Yeah, it might be the best comedy ever. I have to think about
that. Well, now you have to figure out if you watch it now, will you feel the same way or will it be a Ghostbusters moment?
No. Blazing Saddles holds up.
Okay.
Blazing Saddles holds up.
Because I loved that movie. My favorite moment in that movie was when Mongo, Alex Karras, punches the horse. Yeah.
There's so many great moments in that movie. Hi, everybody. We'll get to you in just a moment.
Yes. Could you just wait over there on the side?
Hold on a second.
We're talking.
We're talking over here.
I'm walking here.
No, that's another great movie. Midnight Cowboy. Yeah. I'm walking here. It's so, was that ad-libbed?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was.
Yeah, it's, my goodness, we're not 2 minutes in and we're all over the place. Midnight Cowboy, Dustin Hoffman, car comes up. I'm walking here.
Ratso Rizzo,
great role. But Blazing Saddles, it is brilliant. The satire, it's a satire of Western movies. It's a satire of race relations in America at that time and currently, you know, when the movie was made and even still applies today as well. Brilliantly written, brilliantly acted. I think my favorite, God, there's so many good scenes in that movie, but...
And there are so many tiny things like Howard Johnson's One Flavor.
One Flavor, you know? That's right. At the end, when the fight is going on and the
and
music
they break
is
into
playing,
the other set, you
right, and the, yeah, the camera pans along, they break into the other set, there's the Count Basie Orchestra.
Yes, and great. Don DeLuise.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's right. Oh my goodness.
Hands on your hips, hands on your tush.
Good stuff. Anyway, that's not even one of the
that's
topics
the show. Good night.
We're scheduled to talk about. Hi there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And we are joined, as always, by our youthful ward, as I refer to him, Rob Ford. Hey, Rob Ford.
Hey, Gary is looking really nice today. He went with the layered look, and I'm really liking it.
I did. But I went with the layered Joe Palka look. I'm wearing a vintage sport jacket, and because I got new free clothes, I'm also wearing Joe Palka's overcoat that he gave me.
He's getting a lot of run on this show.
But it is nice, though. You've dressed for the show. It's a sport jacket. It is a sweater.
Yes.
And a shirt under it.
Yes.
It is the layered look, as Rob says.
Well, I want to look good on radio.
And I look like a slob. I wear a variation of the same thing every time we do this.
I didn't want to say anything about that. I wish you would just change the shirt.
It's a different shirt. I do have four of these shirts, all in different colors.
I used to say that, too. Yeah.
But it's true. I know. Some people. Haven't there been times when you've been a little low on cash and I know it looks the same, but this is different. I have three of these yellow shirts.
I wear jeans a lot, and people will say to me, like, are those the same jeans? I go, no, I don't wear the same pair. They'd stand up by themselves, right? Yeah, I don't wear the same ones every day.
But some people do. Some people do.
Oh.
Rob, do you?
Well, he's not going to admit it.
Oh, the same jeans?
Yeah.
They don't start feeling good until a couple days in.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, jeans are hardy.
Jeans have a half-life.
Yeah.
Hardy, not hot.
You can wear that. And remember, he's a young man of meager means, you know.
Yeah, but even young men smell.
I have one set of clothing.
Can we get Anita Ford on the phone? I want to find out about
That's right. She's going to protest this.
I want to find out about the wardrobe.
Anyway, this is show number 28. We thank you all for joining us. As always, we hope you enjoyed. Last week, something different with the Celebrity Showcase.
Right.
It's because we are the show is being featured. I'm not going to get all technical, but it's being featured in some different venues right now to expose us to a greater audience. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to give them a taste of some of the things that we do. That's why we ran that episode.
That's right. But it has nothing to do with you not wanting to get too technical. Because you couldn't if you wanted to.
Well, that is true. I could not explain exactly what's happening.
Why don't you tell everybody how they can listen to our fantastic show?
You know, Gary, there are a number of ways. Well, you can go to our website, www.tonyperkinsshow.com. You see pictures there, descriptions of all the shows, mm-hmm. and you just press a button and you can listen, sitting at your computer or whatever. The favored way of listening is to subscribe at iTunes Podcasts. All you need to do is look up Tony Perkins Show or Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, and you can subscribe. It's free, mm-hmm. and the show will automatically download now on Saturdays.
Yes.
The show now downloads automatically on Saturdays. You'll get a new show.
And it's better that it drops on Saturdays, right, Rob?
That's right.
Okay. You know, if you want to wait till Monday to listen to it, you can wait till Monday. You can listen whenever you want.
Whenever you want. You know, just be yourselves.
Try to listen, though, during the first couple of days, actually.
Why don't you listen in the first hour that it drops? And if you don't, we'll know.
That was a quick change.
We're friendly and then we're a little aggressive.
Yeah, that's right. That's the whole show, essentially. Also, follow us on Twitter at T Perk Show, and you can like us on Facebook at The Tony Perkins Show. Lots of extra content there. All right, we've got a great show planned for you. Before we
got to do a shout out, don't we?
We do have to do a shout out. Yes. Yeah. Great minds think alike. Some of you may not know this, it has nothing to do with us, but we have a fan club, which mm-hmm. was wonderful. This started months ago, very early in.
Oh, yeah. I think we were only a couple of weeks into the show.
Yeah. It's a fan club on Facebook. It is called TPGS Fan Club, mm-hmm. for Tony Perkins, Gary Stein Fan Club. It has been run by Mike Stone.
He started the club.
I've never met him. You've never met
him.
No. He started it on his own, which is wonderful. We thank you for that, Mike. We applaud that. Now, you'd follow it more closely than I do.
I care more.
Well, no. I care. I care. But, you have more free time than I do. I'm an employed professional journalist.
Off mic, we're going to talk about who's got free time and who doesn't.
I know. Your life is very busy.
Yes. And you know when you tell me that you're extraordinarily busy? When you haven't gone through your email.
I'm going to step outside for a minute.
Oh, you know what? This is getting awkward.
are there fisticuffs coming?
Oh, boy.
did you order takeout?
No. but Mike
Stone is here.
Mike Stone has been running the thing, but my understanding is that he's stepping away from it to some extent. Is that right?
I think he's got some other things going on, and okay. I think he reached out for some help. And really, one of our stalwart fans and friends, Jay Clyde.
Now, he doesn't have warts, I don't think. Don't put that on him.
See, you want to try to get back at me. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. So anyway, Jay Clyde has stepped in,
mm-hmm.
and he's been with us all along. He's been a fan all along. Although, I think very early on, he said, I think Gary Stein is a wise guy. And I wasn't sure if he liked me or not.
I thought
that's either a compliment or it's like, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. I am a wise guy.
Wise guy, eh?
Yeah. Wise guy.
Yeah.
No, he gets it. He gets it.
Yeah, no, he does. I didn't know that yet. It was very early on.
Right. So, Jay Clyde, we thank you, Jay Clyde, for stepping in and kind of helping to run the thing for now.
We appreciate it very much.
We also encourage you folks, because there's a lot of discussion goes on there. Gary responds, I don't have a personal Facebook page. So, to interact with that page, I would have to have a personal Facebook page, and I don't.
And let's be honest, he doesn't have a Facebook page because he's a celebrity. He is, and I'm not. No, you are.
It's hard for
you to have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's not hard for me. I hope it's going to be very hard for me to have a Facebook page, and then I'm going to just be really obnoxious.
Yeah, but I have, I'm on our Facebook page, Tony Perkins Show.
Yes.
I'm on my Tony Perkins Fox 5 DC Facebook page, and I'm very active on those pages. I just can't do a personal one right now. That would be a little too much.
You do read everything on the
fan
page.
Yes, I do. Yes,
so
I do.
So just people, you should know that Tony reads everything.
So we encourage you, to join the fan club on Facebook, TPGS Fan Club, and Gary is very good about being on there as well. And I sometimes tell Gary, could you please tell the folks, blah, blah, blah.
And he sometimes says, Gary, you're really on too much. Don't you have a life?
Other business that we need to do before we jump into everything. Rob, Tech 411, another show on the Mike O'Mara Network featuring Oscar Santana and Todd Moore. All right, Rob, Todd Moore went to the Consumer Electronics Show a few weeks ago in Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah. And there was dialogue about this on Facebook and on Twitter as well, because everyone knows I still have this old phone. It's still here.
Yes.
I know. We're starting, getting close to February now, and I still have this phone.
Fossils are worth something, though.
What's that?
Fossils. They're worth something.
My phone is a, an LG.
I think it's an Envy. Isn't it an Envy?
An Envy,
two?
Yeah.
Envy, one of the Envies.
Yeah. And it opens up, and it's got the keyboard. And anyway, Todd Moore decided, I'm going to find Tony a phone. So he went out at the Consumer Electronics Show, and he was looking for a phone for me. They talked about this on the show?
They did, on the Tech 411.
All right, let's listen.
I think it's also important for the show, and overall, any tech geek that's listening to this right now, even if you're not into it, there's something for everyone at this conference.
If you're into cars, they got cars. Or are you into stereos? They got that. I will say a little bit was lacking in terms of mobile phones, but that did not deter me from finding Tony Perkins the best phone I could find at the conference.
Let's talk about mobile now. Rob Ford from the Tony Perkins Show. Quickly, what phone does Tony Perkins currently have? I saw it briefly. It looked like something that my grandmother used, and my grandmother's dead, mind you.
So the last thing
she used was probably a flip phone. He has some sort of flip phone with a keyboard, correct? Or something like that?
He does. I believe it's an LG Envy 2.
Oh, no.
It's the kind. It's like a candy bar.
It's like bright orange and
opens
up.
Yes, that's the one.
Oh my God, that's the phone I want to get rid of for years. I love that phone.
You had that phone?
I had that in high school.
I did too.
Somebody paid her to say
that. I had that phone in high school.
Oh, Tony, you deserve so much better.
What year did you graduate?
07.
Oh, Tony, how does he find phones that... Wait, what if it breaks? Does he get another one?
Yeah, no, I don't. No. That's the unfortunate thing. It is beginning to break down, and it goes.
But they do make phones just like that as free giveaways. They do.
Really?
At Verizon, I've seen that. It's some takeoff on the Envy. You could get that all over again, and I would be so disappointed if you did.
I've had people who have said to me, oh, I wish I still had that phone. So it's a classic. People like it because it has the keypad, the keyboard. Real letters to push instead of Tony.
And Edsel is a classic. That's a piece of crap.
Well, at weddings now, they used to put disposable cameras on each of the tables, and you would take pictures of the events, and then you develop all the film. Well, now they just put just stacks and stacks of Tony's phone on all the tables at weddings.
Yeah.
It's become a nice tradition.
It's that worthless, eh? Anyway, so did he found me a phone?
He did.
What phone did you that wowed you that maybe you thought maybe our friend Tony Perkins from the Tony Perkins Show from TonyPerkins.com could that's a mouthful.
Nicely done.
Could actually work out. Rob Ford's happy. All the plugs.
So what really I really thought was cool was LG's G, and I know Tony has the LG phone, so LG G Flex 2. This screen is 5.5 inches, so it's comparable to the iPhone 6. The screen looks amazing. It's got a 64-bit CPU just like the iPhone. It's going to be running Android 5.0 when it comes out. It's not out yet, but it'll be out this first quarter. It's got the 13-megapixel camera and a pretty beefy battery. And one of the gimmicks it had a self-healing back cover. What I really, really liked about this phone was I really liked the curved screen because it was super light. And it felt so comfortable in my hand that I could actually use it one-handed.
It's the LG.
The LG G Flex 2. And the other funny thing is I put it in my back pocket, and I'm like, oh, this snuggles nicely up against my butt.
If you sat on it, it wouldn't break.
All right. That's Todd Moore and Oscar Santana and Rob Ford on Tech 411.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to ask them if the phone comes with a tutor?
I will need that. I will need that. Yeah.
He's the first person in the world who's going to have a phone mentor.
That's one of my problems, and that's one of the reasons I'm so slow to make this transition. I don't want to learn.
Well, you're just afraid of it. You're just afraid of it. You'll like it for the most part, except after all these years, I don't like a virtual keyboard. And you really, if you have a smartphone now, Rob, you tell me if this is true. I don't think that there's a smartphone out there that has a real keyboard. Aren't they all virtual?
I really think they've all gone to the touchscreen.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a market of people missing out.
I'm constantly, you know, it does have an autocorrect, but if you don't read the autocorrect, you could be saying some very crazy things that make no sense.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, that's why people always say, excuse the typos or whatever. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll check that phone out. Sounds like it's state of the art and fantastic.
Nothing but the best.
Yeah, nothing but the best. Actually, nothing, because he won't do it. So it doesn't
now, I was not aware you were on Tech 411, Rob.
Well, I was sitting in taking care of some work, and the topic happened to come up.
He's on.
Are you on
shows,
all the shows or what? I mean,
no.
Are you on Joe and Rob? Is that what's that other show?
Oh, nobody.
Todd
really
and
knows.
Eric. I don't know.
We're supposed to know
the Jimmy Bob show. It's a country.
It's Mickey. I know Mickey.
Yeah.
Cake and Cookies. Are you on Cake and Cookies?
It's Judy. No. It's Judy and Mickey.
Judy.
I think.
It's not. That is such an old
Rob Spiewak. Where are you?
Yeah, we need him explaining again. Go.
Did you notice on the fan page a couple of weeks ago how much people enjoyed my story about Lana Turner and all that? It really wouldn't have been as good if we didn't have play-by-play by Rob Spiewak.
It's a great story, but with the play-by-play, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good.
We thank him for that. Listen, I found out something about a week or so ago.
Yeah.
Did you see, I guess the original one was maybe 2 years ago, on the Sci-Fi Network, which is now, I think it's SYFY. They changed it.
They're trying to be cool.
Right. Yeah. Have you heard about the movie Sharknado?
Yeah, sure, because they have puppet sharks.
Right? Puppet sharks?
Yeah, everything looks so fake.
Well,
you could practically see arms moving.
It was cheesy, but not that cheesy, but close to it. Yeah, Sharknado, the original, did gangbusters. It did very well. People, great ratings, and people loved it. It was a pop culture turning point, really. Then they did Sharknado 2. I never saw Sharknado, the original one.
Mm-hmm.
They did Sharknado 2, and they upped the stakes some. Here's the thing.
Were you able to follow the story, having not seen Sharknado 1?
Well, that's Rob. That's one of the things I loved about it. They didn't even, in Sharknado 1, they established the premise, the science behind the what was happening with these tornadoes moving out over water, picking up sharks, and then moving back over land and shooting the sharks out at people, you know.
The movie made about as much sense as Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Absolutely right. But it was so cheesy that it became this. I don't think the first one, Sci-Fi is now, they don't have but so much money.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And they're doing original programming, so they spend what they can. The special effects aren't great.
Right.
And
they're not special.
They're not that special.
They just call them effects.
But what they're doing is they're taking ownership of that, which I think is smart.
So do you think that they were in on it on the first one?
I don't think they were. What Rob, do you think?
I think they did. I think they had to have been in on it.
I mean, I think they knew this is cheesy, but they do other cheesy movies too. I don't think they realized how much this would catch on. So then they did a Sharknado 2. Now they're going to do a Sharknado 3. But I want to play a clip from Sharknado 2, because in this one, they didn't even explain the premise. They just went right into, uh-oh, there are more Sharknados developing.
Oh, boy.
And they had some of the actors from the first one in, but there were a lot of guest
appearances. Where was this Sharknado happening?
New York City.
In New York.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the worst places you can have a Sharknado.
Yes.
In the movie, they kept cutting back to the Today Show for their coverage of the Sharknado, and it was actually Al Roker and Matt Lauer. You got to hear this.
Okay, here we go.
Question is, first of all, what is drawing these two twisters together? And I don't even want to ask, but what happens when they finally meet?
Matt, I am really nervous about this. In fact, I'll say I'm downright scared. Here's the problem. Island of Manhattan creates a lot of heat. As that hot air rises, cool air is sucked in to replace it. That effect is drawing these Sharknados to the very heart of the city. Now, if these two EF2 tornadoes merge, their power could actually multiply. We could be talking about an EF5 Sharknado on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Matt, that's sufficient power enough to damage steel-reinforced skyscrapers.
That's great. You and I covered weather together for a very long time, and luckily, we never came across one Sharknado.
Thank goodness. It's a new phenomenon, Gary, very and dangerous. Something that we have to worry about. You know, with global warming and everything, we're going to see more of these kinds of things. But here's the thing. Sharknado 3, Rob Ford, I don't know if you know this.
Oh.
At least what I've heard is at least part of it, if not all of it, is going to be set in the Mid-Atlantic region, including Washington, D.C.
Here?
Yep. Sharknado coming to Washington, D.C. And so here's why I bring this up. You heard Al Roker and Matt Lauer, you know, they...
Concerned.
Very concerned about it. And they like to employ... You know how these movies, there's always a shot of, like, the local broadcasters.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And, you know,
and they use the real guy. They use a
the real guy. Well, folks, we're right here. If you want to include a hip, hot, happening podcast where you can have the host talking about what the fear gripping the city, this is the show. You know, there
well, for several reasons, Tony, because we are on the cutting edge of everything that's happening in the country.
Right.
But also, you are a weatherman.
I'm a former weatherman.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm a former weather producer.
That's right.
And we still know our stuff.
We know our stuff.
We can talk Doppler like nobody's business.
Our studios are in Georgetown, in Washington. Now, those of you listening outside of Washington, that's the trendy spot. It's where all the cool shops are and everything. This would be a perfect place for your Sharknado reporters to be informing the listeners what's happening.
And a strip joint.
And
there is that, you know.
You know what? There's a strip joint right across the street. They could work that into Sharknado, too.
They could. What if the sharks went right into the strip joint while they were dancing?
That would, you know what? That could have, that's, hey, that's
we should
ratings.
Warn them, you know?
This is, Gary, this is brilliant.
We should warn them.
Who?
The
strippers?
Yeah. Yes.
Imagine that. Hey, there's a Sharknado coming, you might want to say. Yeah. But this is great because they want ratings.
Yes.
So you have us, and let me also say this. I do work, obviously, I'm an anchor at Fox 5,
right.
News anchor, one of the main anchors. I'm on at night on the 5 p.m. and the 10 p.m.
And a waitress.
Yeah, I'm not a waitress, but I would love, here's what you do. Use Fox 5 as your local station broadcasting about the Sharknado, and then use Gary and I as like your radio/podcast guys.
Well, you're talking directly to the production company.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
The producers of Sharknado 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can bring a lot to it.
And our listeners, you know, I don't know who the producers are. Just write to Sci-Fi and say, please include Tony Perkins and Gary Stein from their podcast and Tony Perkins from Fox 5 in Sharknado 3.
And Fox 5. Use Fox 5 as well.
And there's a strip joint across the street from the podcast studios.
So that the crew can relax.
Morale. It's all about morale.
Yeah. Fantastic. You're brilliant.
Well, you know, the strip joint will keep the morale up.
Yes, that's true.
Somebody had gas.
I love it. You know, I've often thought that, let me say, should we name it? I guess, should we name it? I don't know if we should name it or not.
Yeah, you can name it.
It's called Good Guys. Is the name of the and you
sure
know
don't really understand because there are just women dancing, so.
Right? But we should should say now, Gary, they're not strip clubs; they're gentlemen's clubs.
Yes,
gentlemen's clubs.
Yes,
and
how do they know if you're a gentleman on the way in?
I don't know because I've been on the way out. You're frequently not a gentleman anymore. you're drunk. You're rude, probably.
So losing your gentleman's virginity.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
But it is right across the street, and we're always looking for some place to eat between shows or after the show. We never go there.
Sometimes we're hungry, too. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. I apologize to our wives.
Yeah, yes, please do. That was Gary Stein making that joke.
Did you get that, Rhonda?
It's very funny because when I was, let's see, what was the occasion? I was driving with my son. We're on Wisconsin Avenue in Washington, in Georgetown, and the Fox 5 studios are right up the street,
yes.
About 20 blocks, but also on Wisconsin Avenue. And so my son and I have driven this route. Sometimes he comes to work with me to hang out, what have you.
And sometimes he hangs at the club?
No, but he did take note of it one day. We were talking about how close the studio was to Channel 5, and he said, it's right near Good Guys. And for a second, I was like, well, what do you know about Good Guys? It's been a class field trip or something?
Yeah, really. So that makes
learning
sense.
Anatomy, perhaps?
That makes sense, because a couple of days ago, he asked me if Trixie was still there, and I didn't know who he was referring to, but because I thought he
Trixie.
Meant, there's a Starbucks downstairs. I thought maybe a Trixie worked there.
Tricks are for kids.
Trixie, that is, yeah. That is not a, there's no,
no
exotic dancer, again, as they're now called, not strippers, that would be named Trixie now, to Gary.
We should check.
You're dating yourself. You want to see if there's a Trixie?
Yeah.
Can we, do you,
yeah, dial
can you look up? You have the number?
Right here on speed dial.
Oh, Rob happens to have the number.
Speed dial number one.
Okay.
911's right. Number two.
Let's call them, and we'll see if there, I'll bet, there, I guarantee you there's no Trixie.
I'm going to find out.
Do we have to say that we're on live?
No.
Ooh, we probably should.
You can.
We can just slip it in real quick.
Yeah.
They've probably heard that before.
Exactly. This is the Good Guys Hotline. Today is Saturday, January 17th. Our show starts and our full menu is available continuously from 11 a.m. until 3 a.m. You can just walk in, or for reservations, please call 202-333-0128 and ask for the manager. We offer a variety of packages for different occasions. Today's
I got a package, too, for the occasion.
Keys, London, Bella, Mia, Kitty, Taylor, Cashmere, Lotus, and Shay.
Cashmere
today's
is there.
Today's waitresses are Kiki and Lily. Today's bartender is John. Tonight's dancers are Sarah, Nina, Aubrey, Key, Keisha, Pixie, Maya,
Trixie!
Did she say Trixie?
What? I win!
Oh my God!
You can't. Hi, listen. I just want to tell you something. You don't know me, but I won a bet just now because I said that either now or in recent times there has to be an exotic dancer named Trixie, and I just won. So I know you don't know me. I will be in next week at some point. But I just want to thank you because I just won. I have a friend who's a billionaire, and I just won a jet. Because there's a Trixie at Good Guys.
I want to know, is Trixie wearing like a 50s a housewife type of outfit?
You know what? Trixie can be current, right? Right? He thinks that Trixie's old-fashioned, and I said no. It's a very nice name.
We're going to come see Trixie. We want to see Trixie.
Maybe we'll call back, and we'll find out when Trixie's dancing.
Mm, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye, take care. Bye.
I can't believe that. I cannot
now,
believe
you, you
that.
You know, this is one of the best things about the fact that we do not write a show. We don't write a show.
I swear to God.
Yes.
This is not a setup. I swear. That's unbelievable.
That is amazing.
That is hysterical.
Because why did I pick the name? You know? I can't believe they said that.
Because I thought maybe I misheard it, but we all reacted. Yeah, Trixie. Yeah.
Wasn't it Trixie? Yeah.
I think it was.
That's great. That is great. I can't believe you couldn't plan that.
No.
You couldn't plan that.
No.
Because it's a whole recording. It's a whole long recording.
You couldn't plan it, and why would you?
That is fantastic.
Oh,
all
boy.
Right. We'll go there for lunch one day.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to see what Trixie looks like. Yeah. I mean, is she old-fashioned, like with the old bob haircut? And
you know what? You got it all wrong. Because you're assuming Trixie's
old. Hip.
Yeah. I mean, Trixie.
Cashmere. I want to see Cashmere as well.
You think Trixie's going to look like Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies? Trixie could be a very sexy young lady.
Well, she better be. I would hope so.
I hear they have a lunch buffet, so.
Yeah, okay. All right, Rob. Yeah. Rob's a young...
He's going to go in and belly up to the bar.
You remember when you're that age, you know, the wind blows and you're ready.
I don't remember being that age. No, I don't.
All right. You wanted to do something today.
Yeah, but it's not going to be as good as that.
Nothing will
you
top that.
You can't beat that.
No, you can't.
No.
The five words, is that what this is called?
No. There's something that I found on the internet, but also it's all over Twitter. I mean, I found it on internet.
Twitter, that would be a good exotic dancer.
Call back, Rob. Okay, if there's a Twitter, yeah. I get a new car from
you. Something
really. Yeah, really. Or you promise to replace your Acura. One or the other. So anyway... I found something in several places on the internet because I look for material for the show and Tony doesn't.
I do. So, I'm just not as good at it.
Right, because you're busy shopping for a phone. So let's see what other celebrity I have lined up for next week.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
We had Tony Danza. Let me see who else I can get.
You just wait. I'm going to book some very big stars.
I have asked you for... Okay, I'm going to say this. You have a personal friend.
Yes.
I have asked you for this personal friend to be on our show since we started.
Yes.
And I get nowhere with you.
No,
nowhere.
Because I'm waiting.
Nowhere.
I'm waiting.
What are you waiting for?
I don't wait. The time has to be right.
Can we say who I want? Can I say it?
I wouldn't say it. No, let's not put it out there.
What are you both saying no for?
Because.
Are you both superstitious?
A little bit.
I'm not. You know what you're afraid of? It'll take some work.
Well, it will take work. You can put it out there, sure.
I am dying to have Sugar Ray Leonard on the show, and Tony knows him well.
Yeah.
I worked with Sugar Ray on Good Morning America. I think you were on vacation,
mm-hmm.
and Sugar Ray was on the show. He was fantastic.
He's a great guy. I'm a boxing fanatic. He's one of my heroes,
and you're holding back.
All right. Now that you've mentioned him, I'll make the call.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That's fantastic. Okay. I really, right. You know what?
He's great. And let me.
He's funny. Ray is funny.
He's a smart guy. He wrote a book a couple of years ago, fascinating book, and one of the best boxers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray for me was the guy. And we'll do this later when we have him on
and
the
Angelo
show.
Dundee went from Muhammad
yes,
Ali
right
to Sugar Ray.
That's right. After that, there hasn't been a lot of charisma in boxing.
No. There isn't. There's a lot of phony charisma, people trying to create identities.
Right. And trying to trump up these.
These guys were originals.
Yes, absolutely right.
So do me that. Do me that favor.
Okay, I'll make that call.
All right. I was on the internet and. I found a whole bunch of examples of 5-word phrases to ruin a date.
Oh, okay.
What, did you write that down?
No, I saw this. I saw this on Twitter. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so do you know what this is?
Well, maybe I don't. I think I do, but go ahead. You tell me, and then I'll tell you.
I don't know who generates these.
Right.
It's probably a bunch of people. We could generate one.
Yes.
But yeah, people send out there, here's the hashtag, 5 words to ruin a date.
Yes.
And I've seen it in many places now. And then they write an example, and then everybody else writes in.
Yes.
I answered these.
You did?
This would be very funny if you have any of the ones that I wrote in.
Oh, that would be great.
All right, this is great.
That would be great.
Good, not
that I enjoy celebrating you. So the first one, I just was write down the ones that really caught my eye. And I even wrote down some of the cheaters that added like 7 words instead of 5. No, but I put them on because they were good, you know.
I love these things because they're challenging.
They are. And funny for us to talk about. So the first one is, wow, you looked better online.
That
would kill it.
Right.
But you can't say that ruins a date. The date will never, ever happen.
That's right. That is right.
It ruins the pre-date. So, Rob, one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this in is because a big date's coming up.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, for you.
Date Lab is about to happen. So I don't want you to use any of these.
I'll take notes.
Okay.
That's right.
I'll leave this list with you.
Oh, thank you.
And you can even read them to your date and say, I will never say any of these, and then read them all.
It's a good icebreaker.
And watch her get up and leave.
Right. Okay? That's right. That's right.
So the next one is, my mom can drive us.
I love these.
I said that to Sarah on our first date. And that actually didn't work. Her mother did not drive us. There's a long story there. Wait, my girlfriend is calling.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I had a date once with a girl that I just fell in love with her. Her name was Gabrielle.
Mm-hmm.
And
Not Trixie?
Not Trixie. Trixie was right after Gabrielle.
Right.
And Trixie, the relationship with Trixie lasted longer. Gabrielle waited on me in a restaurant. I think we were both 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept ordering food, and she had to keep coming back. So I caught a look, you know, and I came back the next day, and I ordered food, and we eventually went out. So we go out, and I was really, really
smitten, yeah.
Hot for Gabrielle. Yeah. So we go on a date. I take her into the village. We go to New York, you know, and we went to a place called Cafe Figaro, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, she got up and she went, I thought she went to the ladies' room. She went to make a phone call. Now, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I saw you made a phone call. Now, she could have lied to me,
mm-hmm.
but she said, yeah, I called my ex-boyfriend because I'm going to see him this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, why are you telling me that?
Yeah.
That's a very strange thing to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never took her out again.
Oh.
No, I'm a little unforgiving.
That's probably for the best.
Maybe, Gary, maybe she was calling him to say, you know what? I know for sure now we're over because I just met somebody. I'm having lunch with him right now. And, you know, I'll give you your things back when I see you this week.
They made a date? Yeah.
You know that?
She told me.
Wow, that
yeah.
is...
And I thought,
that's crushing.
So I thought there's something wrong with you because... You can do whatever you want.
She thought something was wrong with you, apparently.
Maybe.
Maybe. They made a date?
Yeah.
Was she returning a call of his proposition, or was she calling to suggest it?
She initiated a phone call. I have no idea.
I remember this is in the days before cell phones. You would get up and go to a pay phone.
Yes. It was actually, you had to crank the crank, and I asked for Martha, and Martha connected me to,
not that long ago.
Okay. Can I do a few more?
Can I just say one thing before you do,
yes.
Because you told your story about Gabrielle?
Yeah.
When I was, I'm going to say 17 or 18, see, this is a difference in our backgrounds. Yeah. He says I'm a billionaire. I am not.
He's a multi-billionaire.
So he met a girl at 19. She was a waitress. So he's 19 in a restaurant by himself eating. And then he takes her out to Cafe Figaro.
Yeah.
I met a girl in Roy Rogers. This is true. This is true.
What was she doing in Roy Rogers? What kind of girl was she?
The restaurant. the fast food restaurant, Roy Rogers. And I still remember this. Her name was Samina. Gorgeous. She was of some kind of Persian descent or something. Yeah. Mm. My friend Richard and I both met her. Both had a crush on her and would go back to Roy Rogers every day. I mean, I gained weight during this period of time because I just wanted to order the double R bar burger from Samina.
You needed to ask her out and not eat so much.
And I was so shy back then, I didn't. I never did.
You never did?
Never did. And every now and then.
How were the burgers?
Burgers were good. Love the burgers. But I do wonder what happened to her.
Maybe she's managing that same Roy Rogers. You should go back. She's probably 400 pounds.
How sad would that be if I went back and she was still
there? That would be terrible. And she'll look at you and she'll say, how come you never asked me out? I just watched you get fat. You know what? The funny thing is that both of us were shy.
Yeah, I know.
It's really, nobody would know. Nobody would buy it. But we were both shy guys.
I didn't even go to my prom.
I didn't either. I didn't ask anybody to the senior prom.
Neither did I.
I couldn't do it. I don't know.
This is sad.
Yeah, I have to.
Go on, Gary. Tell your story about not going to the prom.
Well, I had a crush on a girl, but wasn't able to tell her. Her name was Ellie Mae.
These names.
Well, I did it because you're doing country.
I'm going to get you a book of new names.
You know what? I just helped you. You're playing harmonica badly, and I just used the country name because it's a country instrument.
All right.
No, I'm done. No. I'm gone. Forget it.
All right. Back to five words to ruin a date.
Okay. How about two words to ruin a podcast?
Okay. I know what those words are. You're a bad boy.
I am a bad boy.
Very
I'm sorry.
Angry issues. two words to ruin a podcast.
That's a way to ruin a date. You are a
you
bad
know what?
Boy.
Oh, wait, that's
title,
the name.
Title.
That's the name.
Two words to ruin a podcast.
There you go.
All right.
That's great.
So here's another example, five-word phrases. Oh, you're not going to pay?
I like that.
Yeah, that's
I like
a good
that.
One. How about this question? Do you cook and clean?
These are good.
You would never
These
ask that on a first date.
No.
I always waited to the second.
Second or third. Yeah. Because you want to start to find out, is there really something here working?
And I'm willing to do the pots and pans if you do everything else. So this would be terrible for us. I don't really like music.
Oh yeah.
That for you would yeah. for you if that somebody be, said that is that a deal killer?
That's a deal killer.
Yeah.
That's a deal killer. This is why I'm going to tell you why we're doing a podcast. This conversation we're having, this is a conversation Gary and I would have even if we weren't doing a podcast.
On our way to a hurricane.
Right. And whenever one person says something, it reminds me of something else.
Right.
So,
okay.
You just said, would that be a deal breaker?
Yes.
I don't like music. Yes. Can I tell you what another deal breaker was for me in real life?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Went out with this girl once. I don't even remember her name. I was
Trixie.
In my 20s. I was in my 20s. She was really, really cute. We started talking about movies. You're a movie buff. I'm a movie buff. Love movies. I said, what's your favorite movie? Now, when people ask me that, it depends on the mood I'm in. I frequently answer Casablanca.
Yeah.
It's probably not my favorite.
Citizen Kane.
Yeah,
you know,
but
we go to the standards.
Movie. The Godfather.
Right.
Whatever. I asked her, I hope I get the movie title right. I believe this is right. I asked her, what's your favorite movie? Her favorite movie was Fast Break, starring Gabe Kaplan.
Oh, no.
A movie about basketball. Can you check and make sure I'm remembering that?
Oh, no.
I said, what? I really was. She said, "Oh, that movie with Gabe Kaplan where he's like
a coach." It's a classic.
And I said, "No, your favorite movie of all time." Yeah. She said, "Oh, that's it." And I literally tuned out at that point, and I never saw her again.
You were so disappointed she didn't say booty call.
Fast break, Gabe Kaplan.
Fast break.
1979.
You got a good memory for things that disturb you.
Yeah,
you really do.
Yeah,
that would be
1979.
That would be a total turnoff.
Oh my God. How can that be your favorite movie?
There are a million movies that people could say that would make me walk away.
Right.
But there were a million movies that are perfectly adequate that's your favorite movie.
Absolutely.
If you said
right.
Blazing Saddles.
That's fine.
You know,
that's fine.
I love that.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That's fine.
Absolutely.
Shaft. That's fine.
The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You could like that because it's
kitschy.
Right,
it's, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Sharknado.
Yeah. Sharknado 3. That's going to be one of my favorites.
Yeah. Because we're in it.
Right. That's right.
This thing that I'm doing is taking the whole show. The whole show.
Because we keep thinking of other stuff.
Yeah. Well, here's one that's really touchy to even to do, but I'm going to.
Okay.
I promise it gets bigger.
Now, let me just say this. If you have the opportunity to say that on the first date, you've already made some headway, so to speak.
Oh, man.
Okay. Was all that right. The ding? That was a weak ding. Yeah, thank you very much.
You know what? That was a ding that would make you go home.
Yeah.
Okay. No one would ever say this. Somebody just wrote it because they thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. I still love my ex.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say that.
Can I give you, because I'm right, I wrote these down as mm-hmm. we're doing this, because I actually saw this one online, and I had no idea you were going to talk about this.
Sure.
I sent some in. I do these things.
Okay.
I like them.
Sure. You have no life.
Five words to ruin a date in 5 words was the hashtag. Here was the one that my favorite one that I wrote. Who's your favorite Jonas brother? But then someone wrote back and said, but I like the Jonas brothers.
All right. So it's a selective one, but that would...
That's somebody you wouldn't go on a date with.
Right, no. That's right.
I would go home.
I wrote this one. That Westboro Baptist Church rocks. They're the church that protests at military funerals and stuff. They're terrible. Yeah. They're awful people. And then here's the last one I sent in. Is that you I smell?
Wow. You know what... You know what the next one is on my list?
What?
Can I smell your hair? I'll breeze through the... Oh, well, this one goes along with what we were saying before about music.
Yeah?
I don't like old movies. Well, you know that Rob Spiewak would be a bachelor for life.
He's out. Right? That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
And so would I, really, because if I couldn't introduce old movies to somebody,
right.
That would be a killer.
That's right.
I think I'll end this with this one. This is my favorite one. It's my favorite. Somebody asking, so who is Stephen Sondheim? I love that. And I'm sorry, I'd have to be out.
For you, you'd be out. For many people,
it would not matter.
No,
but if you don't like Broadway and you don't know anything about people who created the new Great American Songbook, I'd have to go away.
It's very interesting that that's the one that you'd be out on.
But
you know, that's you.
I'm sorry.
I like that. Now, speaking of dates, we only made quick reference to this. It's been weeks, Rob. What's happening with your Date Lab date?
Well, they have a big event coming up. I think it's at the Newseum. They're having some kind of Date Lab event there.
Oh, that's right.
So I got an email from the woman that we talked to, mm-hmm. Christina Antonitis, mm-hmm. And she said, hey, we haven't forgotten about you. We're focusing on the event. And then after that, we're going to get you a match you're going to love.
All right. Very good.
You know, it's taken a while. Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that we almost didn't get a show on the air a few weeks ago?
Well, there's no need to go into all that.
Yeah, all right, that's old news now.
I mean, I know it's old, but I wonder if she thought, I don't know if I can get a date for a guy who might not be reliable.
Hey, you having fun with those joke machines?
yes, they're fun.
The gift he gave us.
Yeah, the gift he gave us from someone else.
I want to make reference to something else that I posted online, and it's been a couple of weeks now, but with a bunch of stuff going on, so we haven't had the chance to talk about it. On our Facebook page and on my Tony Perkins Fox 5 DC Facebook page, I posted a Throwback Thursday picture.
Yes.
It's the one of Donnie and the Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I want to explain what this was. It got a huge reaction, first of all.
It really did, yes. Yeah.
Now, on my Fox 5 Facebook page, There were over 26,000 responses. Yeah, over 26,000 responses. Then I shared it on our page,
yes,
the Tony Perkins Show, and there were a bunch of responses, not as many because you don't get as many when you share, but also because then you you posted something which essentially ended my run.
Oh, you know what? I actually thought about that when I posted something and thought...
I was really upset when I saw that. Because it was you, me, and Jeremy Bennington. Great guy. We used to work with him at Good Morning America. He listens to the show. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
But I thought, really? I've got a picture here with Donnie Simpson and Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yes,
I
know.
In the picture.
Maybe that's why I posted something. Yeah. No, you know what? I forgot that, you know, the way it works, that if you don't wait, the next thing drops down.
Right, right.
So I really should have given you at least 45 minutes.
Yeah, 45 minutes. But anyway.
No, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, that was a nice way to give me a shot.
But here's the deal, and I explained it on the thing, but so in the 80s, when I used to work with Donnie at WKYS Radio, we used to do all these fun things back when radio was exciting and all that kind of thing. And we had the idea in the studio when we would play Prince, Baby I'm a Star, Let's Go Crazy. Do we have Baby I'm a Star? Can we hear a little bit of that? Oh, yeah. Man, this is when Prince was hot, hot, hot.
When we play music like this, your voice gets deeper.
Yeah. That's right, boys.
You go right into DJ mode.
Here we go, Prince of the Revolution. Baby I'm a Star. We would be up in the studio playing air guitars and stuff, jamming, rocking out to this.
Sugar Ray, too?
No. Donnie and I in the radio studio.
Okay.
So then we decide, you know, we would get so into it, and the phones would light up. People would say, oh, can you also play Prince 1999 and all this other stuff, that we decided, Donnie probably decided, man, we should do this. We should choreograph some moves, put a band together, and then just at some KISS event or something, come out like it's, you know, like people are going to see Prince and the Revolution, but it'll be Donnie and the Revolution. We'll get instruments, costumes, and all that kind of stuff. So we did it. And we got friends involved, a guy named Jeff Newman, who I went to college with, who used to be Donnie's
producer.
We
had Jeff on the show.
No, that's Jeff Penn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is Jeff Newman. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sugar Ray Leonard, who is a dear, he and Donnie are best friends. And this is when Ray lived here in the Washington area.
It'd be easy to get him on the show since you're so close to Donnie.
Yeah, and I should. Yeah, that's where that relationship came from.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Ray.
It's just something I've wanted for a long time.
I'll ask him. I'll call him tomorrow. I'll call him tomorrow.
What's wrong with later?
But so we got this all together. We spent hours in the basement of Donnie's home working out moves, choreographing this thing. I don't remember where we got instruments from, but the first opportunity came up to perform at the Woodrow Wilson High School talent show up the street. Wilson is also not far from here, a high school here in Washington, D.C., that we would play some of our basketball games at. We had a basketball a radio station basketball team, and you'd play other teams to raise money for charity and all that kind of stuff. So Wilson was having their talent show. We decided, hey, we approached them. I probably made the call and said, would you mind if kind of as a treat at the end of your show or at intermission or something, if we came out and lip-synced to Let's Go Crazy and Baby I'm a Star. They were like, oh my God, yes, that would be wonderful. Donnie, keep in mind, he was hosting BET's Video Soul at the time and had the number one radio show here in Washington, morning radio show. Uh-huh. So this was a big deal. So they let us do it. We came out, the kids were, and teachers and parents were there. They were knocked out. The music was blasting. We had the instruments, were lip syncing, and we looked like the real thing. They knew it was us. They introduced us as Donnie and the Revolution. But it was so fantastic. It was a lot of fun. So we do that. Then we think, all right, we're done. Somehow, the people who are putting on the Budweiser Superfest, it doesn't happen anymore. This was a big... Before these kinds of things were really popular, you know, the festival, the rock and roll festivals that go on now?
Yeah.
It was like that, mostly a black R&B, soul, disco, funk acts, all on one bill. There would be like 5, 6, 7, 8 different acts on one bill. Budweiser sponsored it, and it would tour around the country.
Uh-huh.
Well, for their stop here at RFK Stadium.
Oh, no.
Which was then home to the Redskins.
Yeah.
They said, hey, would you guys like to do this?
I never heard this story.
No. So we were like, yeah, we want to do that. I may be misremembering. We probably approached them. Maybe they didn't call us. We probably approached them.
They called you.
But yeah. And so we ended up going on like midway through the show. Instead of Frankie Beverly and Maze or Kool and the Gang or Patti LaBelle or whoever it was, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Donnie and the Revolution. And we come out now.
But do they know what they're seeing? I mean, they're in a stadium far
away.
It's
a stadium. Yeah, there were 36,000 people there.
Oh,
I'll never forget this.
Oh, God.
They start screaming. And my theory is, you know, they're kind of half listening and they hear, and the Revolution, they think it's Prince.
Right.
And then the music starts playing. Let's dun, dun, dun. You know, let's go crazy. And they're screaming and yelling and everything. We come out and we're doing our thing. And there was like a lull for several seconds. And then they started getting into it because they realized, oh, my God, that's Donnie Simpson and, you know, the rest of the gang. I don't even remember if we introduced ourselves, if they realized it was Sugar Ray Leonard on stage. But
wow.
We did this thing, and at the end of it, the place went crazy, and we walked off stage like we were big rock stars, feeling like, wow, this is what it feels like. It was actually, for me, a fantasy come true.
Shea Stadium.
Yeah, like to feel like this is what it feels like to be a... No, I wasn't really playing an instrument. You know, I had a guitar, but I'm just strumming it, you know. But it was great to look out there, see thousands of people, hear that cheering, and walk off stage and go,
oh, that is...
That was really cool. That
now,
was
see,
very, very
I'm
cool.
I'm surprised that story never came up when you and I were doing Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp because
yeah, you're right.
That was all about...
Yeah.
Living the dream,
yeah,
you know?
That's right, right.
And you did get on stage with Jack Blades and with Roger
Daltrey. Yeah.
You did a spot.
Wow.
You have something down there.
Yeah.
Because you are not a singer.
Cojones.
Cojones.
Yeah.
And I produced several pieces over the years of Good Morning America where you sang shamelessly.
Yeah, don't ask
remember
me why.
Remember when you opened with the Buckinghams?
With the Buckinghams, yeah. We did a job swap. This was a series that we did at Good Morning America where I would swap jobs with somebody. They would fly them to New York. They would do the weather. We'd show them getting prepared all morning long. Mm. They would do a weathercast. I was back in wherever they were from doing their job. And we saw me doing that all morning long. It was a great thing. Now,
fun.
Lots of people do similar things.
Yes.
I'd never seen it done before.
I hadn't either. Yeah. Job swaps are all over the place, but we were doing them in 99,
right.
2000.
Right. And most of them were just regular, like I filled in for a woman who sold Mary Kay makeup.
That was very funny.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you did the
Dum Dum lollipops,
and you mixed two flavors together
by
accidentally?
Accident. Yeah.
And the guy in the studio who's now doing the weather is going, he mixed two flavors together.
That's not right.
But do you know what they did?
They made a bag of them.
They made a bag for you.
Yeah. I probably still
have
it.
It's a Tony Perkins flavor.
But one of them was switching places with the lead singer of the Buckinghams. This was a group in the 60s. They had a big hit, Kind of a Drag was their biggest
hit.
That's
right.
And
huge.
Where did we go to for that? Milwaukee or Chicago?
Detroit?
Yeah.
I don't know. We traveled everywhere.
Yeah,
no idea.
Were doing a concert, so we got a little crowd together because it was early in the morning. And I sang with the Buckinghams. I was terrible. I remember that song. That's a very hard song to sing. Very hard song to sing.
Try Frère Jacques.
But that song's harder than most, I think.
Yeah.
I won't say most.
Well, it goes. It has a big range.
Yeah.
That song is rangy.
But I sang it on national TV and in this theater, and you know, because I love all that stuff, and I always, you know, that I've always said if there was anything else I could have done, and probably a lot of people say this, I would have wanted to be a rock star.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you've actually told me that many times.
Yeah.
I believe you.
I just think it would be so cool.
I mean, but you have done ridiculous things. You sang a Who song on stage with Roger Daltrey.
Yeah.
You sang a Beatles song.
With
Ringo
Starr.
Yeah, on
right.
stage with Ringo several times,
yeah.
actually, because
yeah.
we did so many segments with Ringo.
Yeah. It's pretty special. Pretty cool.
It really is amazing.
It has been a charmed life, I must say.
Is it over?
No. Okay. I don't think so. Well, yeah, that's right.
What are you telling us?
As we wrap up this final episode. So anyway, I just wanted to tell the whole story behind the photo that you saw, and it was great fun. Thanks for the response.
I can't believe you never told me that you sang in RFK Stadium for 30,000 people.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't. Yeah. It was cool, though. I mean, that's a lot of people. I've done comedy in front of thousands of people, but not 36,000 people.
Did anything ever get, either in Donnie's basement or in RFK Stadium, did anything ever get on video, and did you ever get any?
I have never seen... Did I ever get any? Well, you know, we were a fake rock band, so yeah. What I got was fake.
I've known you a long time. You're not getting any.
I don't think there's any video. I think there are pictures. When I posted the picture, other people wrote back and said, oh, I remember this like it was yesterday. It was so much fun, but I've never seen any video of it.
And you never took any in Donnie's basement because, frankly, when you do stuff like that, you just don't know that it's going to be something.
No, you know what? But you know what? I think there might be video of us rehearsing because Donnie always used to kid me because at one point on a certain beat, we would all jump up. I was always a split second late. Which shouldn't shock you. No, I was always a split second late.
You were more than a split this morning. Wasn't sure we were going to get here. Apparently, there's a lot of traffic in Washington. I waited at the hotel for about 3 hours. I had several meals.
It wasn't 3 hours.
I had two birthdays. Two cakes came in while I was there waiting. Anyway, that's a great story. And listen, if you do find a tape... Give it to Rob, and let's put it on, you know, we can put video on
I'll ask Donnie. I've never seen something.
That would be so cool.
In the back of my mind, I think there's tape of us rehearsing that we would have shot in with a little video camera back then.
Right, or a kinescope or something.
Whatever, yeah. a 16-millimeter movie camera. Yeah, something like that. I'll look for it.
On stilts with a winder.
It's Tony and Gary, the Tony Perkins Show.
I have to tell you something so surreal that happened a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
You know how like a lot of towns have like first night so-and-so, you know, first night Poughkeepsie, first night New York City. So it's an opportunity for all the merchants to...
And the community comes out.
Yeah, people come out. Everybody serves wine in the stores or whatever.
It's an upbeat kind of thing. Yes. Yeah.
So you know, we're still fairly new in our area, and we want to get to know people. So it was first night, which is the first Friday of every month.
Okay, gotcha.
So we went out, and our town is now filled with art galleries. It used to be antique stores. It's gotten pretty hip. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of art galleries, and they're all serving wine. And we walked into one that had... entertainment. And
you're saying that with a question mark.
Yeah. The guy who owned this particular art gallery, I found out later, had a very good friend who was a performer.
Mm-hmm.
And the performer was a transvestite.
Okay.
It was a man dressed as a woman.
Okay.
Not a particularly attractive woman. I think he might have been a decent looking man, but he certainly didn't make an attractive woman. And he sang.
Okay.
And to a little, boom box on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And the choice of performer, the choice of material, the inability to hit notes consistently made it for, like, you had to wonder, did you think this was going to draw people or were they going to run like War of the Worlds, you know? Like, the end of the world is coming. But you know what? After I say transvestite, I can't remember his name or her name, or I would do that. I don't mean to just call him a transvestite.
Right.
But he was. And so... wearing like a beautiful low cut red velvet dress of some kind, and you didn't want to see any of it, and so Sarah's a singer, my wife, of course, and we're standing right up front, right in front of him,
mm-hmm.
and so we were stuck for there were two songs. And we were stuck for both songs.
Yeah, because you can't kind of...
You can't leave, and you can't say, excuse me, you suck, and we have to leave now. So the song is a beautiful song. And this was a surreal performance. We will put the video on our Facebook page so that you can see her doing her thing. Rob, could you play a little bit of a song from Finian's Rainbow?
Thank you.
hurting my ears.
Yeah, and you know what? What Rob picked here is actually her at her best.
Wow.
Because there were only like five or six really bad notes.
Now, let me ask two questions.
Okay.
Are you sure this wasn't a tribute to Darlene Edwards? Callback from earlier shows.
You know, we hadn't introduced Jonathan and Darlene Edwards on the show yet when I went to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
maybe that's what triggered
that I thought of them immediately.
Yeah.
Because I've known them my whole life. This was just somebody who was earnestly, she was really sweet.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
trying to sing well. And there were some of us strangers were like giving each other the eye a little bit. You
like,
know,
is looking, this a put like, on?
Like,
or,
oh, where am I?
Yeah.
And is this a joke?
Yeah.
And the guy who owns the gallery was so proud and said, I have her open for all sorts of things for us.
Aww.
Because she is so wonderful. And I said, and then he said, the most generous person in the world who saves animals, who saves, she dedicates her life to. You know, so I didn't walk away feeling like I was sorry I experienced that,
right?
Because she was a kind, gentle soul that should not be singing.
Right.
and it reminded me of other versions of that song that are incredible.
Well, the song's a
Look to the Rainbow.
Oh, that's, oh my God, that is a great song. Okay.
Okay. Who do you like doing it? Yeah, because
you may not know this version. Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin did Look to the Rainbow?
Yeah, yeah.
I have a Dinah Washington version of it, but I never heard this.
Oh, my goodness. This is now, okay, so tell me again. The song is from what?
Finian's Rainbow.
Okay, all
Look
right.
Look to the Rainbow.
I've
got a gorgeous Dinah Washington version of that song.
Well, I think, okay, I didn't know what show it was from. And when the first time I ever heard the song was on an Aretha Franklin album that came out in the 80s called Aretha. And I think it's the last track on the album. It was a hit album. I think she did Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Wow.
And Freeway of Love.
Oh,
you remember?
Oh, yeah.
And Jump to It.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a good later Aretha album. And she did this song, and I knew it was written by who?
Yip.
No,
it wasn't Yip Harburg, was
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah. So
think...
I remember when I read the credits, I remember thinking, okay, is this like an outtake from The Wizard of Oz or something because of the rainbow theme? I didn't know the history of the song. I'm sad to say.
Right.
So now I know, and it's we're gonna find that for you real quick. Here's what I wanted to say though about your singer.
Yes.
Obviously not, you know, not my favorite singing that I've ever heard.
Nor mine.
Reminded me of here's a name for you. Margaret Drummond, was that her name in the Marx Brothers movies?
Margaret Dumont.
That's right.
And yes, because busty, big,
yes,
blousy.
Yes.
Yes, that's a very good call.
Yeah. And she would sing that kind of thing.
And if that wasn't...
I believe we are going forward. Whatever.
And if that isn't an old-timey thing,
yeah,
I never heard one.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
so glad you did that.
All right. I want to play for you. Yeah, that's it. That's it, Rob. Aretha, Look to the Rainbow. This is fantastic. Listen to this.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite. It takes a while for her to get to this. This is actually one of my favorite Aretha songs. It wasn't a hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the closing track on an album, and it's beautiful. Too.
It is.
It's tasteful. It gets big at the end.
But here's something, though.
Okay.
She adds soul to songs that don't have
it. That's right.
And I was actually in a production of Finian's Rainbow once. I don't sing.
Did you play Finian's?
Or no, I didn't play Finian either.
You played the rainbow.
Finian.
Yeah. No, I played the rainbow, he says. Yeah. I actually pointed up Rob's joke to get the joke in. I wouldn't have even been good at the rainbow. That was all part of my failed acting career. But listen, she adds soul to a song that's a beautiful song, but she gives it that Aretha touch.
See, this is the version I know.
Oh, my God. Well, if you know what? I would love you to hear the Dinah Washington version of it. I'm going to play that for you because it's gorgeous. And what, you know, listening to it, I remembered who wrote the show.
Who wrote it?
So it was E.Y. Harburg,
yes,
who wrote Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Fred Sadie. And then Burton Lane wrote the music.
Okay, I know that name.
Burton Lane, yeah.
He was in the Guess Who later. No, that was Burton Cummings. Thank you.
And if you liked Warner Brothers films, it might have been Barton McLean.
Well, that's a reach.
Cagney, Edward G. Robinson. It's always a Ray. It's always a reach.
How could you top my Margaret Dumont? With I thought nothing's going to top that. Then
who
you
says I topped it?
Burton Lane. Okay, maybe
no, I didn't top it. Listen, you didn't see this woman yet.
No,
that's a perfect call.
Okay, I want to see her.
Yeah,
and let me just say this about her or him. And forgive me, I can't remember which one the preference is now. I think it's her.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's a preference.
But I spent some time talking to her. Wonderful person.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful,
and
wonderful
person. And so here's what I would say. The singing, not great,
good.
But apparently a good person. And, you know, this is the kind of thing you frequently get at those little events, first night events, like a little cabaret thing here, a little something over there, et cetera, et cetera. Do we have this now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rob,
yes, we do.
Is fast. So now we've got Dinah Washington look
singing
to the
look to the rain.
On the day I was born, said my father, said he, I've an elegant legacy waiting for ye. 'Tis a rhyme for your lips and a song for your heart.
Folks, you can't see this, but I'm begging Tony to not play the harmonica.
Falls apart.
I like this.
Look, look, look to the rainbow.
Oh, no, very different, very different.
Follow it over the hills and the streams.
Now, Gary, keep listening because you didn't know this. This is a version Rob pulled up that it's Dinah Washington and Bob Dylan.
you know, it's not only Rhonda who says that, boy, do you know how to ruin a mood.
I like that. That's very
Wasn't
nice.
Wasn't that nice, though?
Yeah.
But it just shows you that, I mean, everybody's take on something is going to make it very different.
That's right. Absolutely.
Whether you're
right.
Dinah Washington, Aretha, or a transvestite.
next way to ruin a date. Do you like the harmonica?
That's good. I like that.
As played by Tony Perkins.
Do you like the harmonica?
Do you like the harmonica?
That's five. Oh my God, you got it right.
You're a genius.
Slap a hashtag on it and call it a day.
And how about that? Pulling up two songs impromptu like that. Thank you very much, sir.
That's what we do here, folk.
All right, we are out of time.
Wow.
And, wow, there's stuff that we were going to do. Okay, but we're in good shape. We want to thank you all for listening to this episode 28. We remind you, tell your friends. Share us on Facebook. We will post a bunch of this stuff that we've talked about on our Facebook page and tweet it out as well during the course of this week. Gary, you were whispering something to me. Do you want to say it out loud?
I just wanted to remind everybody that a new show drops every Saturday.
Yeah, we've moved to Saturdays now. If you want to wait until Monday because you're in that habit, that's fine, but it's available to you starting on Saturday.
Jay Clyde is not waiting until Monday.
Absolutely right.
Jay is not.
Absolutely. Well, no. We've called everybody back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Merle Rogers.
Another listener.
Yeah, Merle Rogers is one of our stalwart fans.
And I believe a new listener starting this week, Trixie.
Trixie
as well.
Trixie, yeah.
All right. Thank you, folks. Can we go out with a little more Aretha? You can even pick it up in the middle because I want you to, or wherever works for you, I want you to hear how the
Where
song
she goes.
Closes. Yeah. All right. Thank you, folks. We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Why was I way off mic? Thank you, folks. We'll see you next time.
Much better.
Thank you. Goodbye.
keep on looking and then follow it over. Looks a little cloudy right now, falls over the hills and the shade. You may need a job, yeah. Hold your head up and keep on looking to the rainbow. Follow, follow. Who follows? Follow the dream. Well, look. Yeah, yeah, to the rainbow. Follow it over.
The Tony Perkins Show. A more broadcasting presentation. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Probably not. They're probably open now.
Thank you for calling to Alamara. My name is Kate. How can I help you?
Hi there. I'm sorry. What's your name?
Kate.
Hi, Kate. What are your hours tonight?
We open at 5 until 10:30.
How many dancers do you have tonight?
I'm sorry, what?
How many dancers do you have tonight?
Dancers?
Dancers? Don't you have exotic dancers?
No, we do not have dancers.
Where did I call?
I'm sorry?
Did we call Good Guys?
No, it's actually Fiola Mare.
It's what?
Fiola Mare.
What is that? Is that a restaurant?
The restaurant.
Oh, what kind of food do you have?
What kind of food? Italian.
Oh, wonderful. Listen, can dancers eat there? Is it okay if we bring dancers to eat?
Or what kind of dancers?
Well, no, they won't dance there.
They won't be
there.
Dancing.
They won't be dancing, but they're exotic looking. They're a little busty, so it might attract attention, but they're tasteful.
So, we are actually fully committed for tonight, but you can come in and sit at the bar. It's first come, first seat.
Well, but we wanted a table for 12. So that won't work for tonight, right?
Yes, but I'm sorry, we cannot accommodate 12 people for tonight.
All right, let me one more.
We are fully booked.
Just one more question in case we do want to come by and sit at the bar. Do you have tuna?
Sure.
Okay, that's great. Thank
tuna?
You.
Tuna? Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Very good.
The Tony Perkins Show.